Good afternoon. It's been snowing lightly but steadily across just about all of interior New York and New England for the first part of the day. Most everyone here at lunchtime has a coating up to a couple of inches of snow on the ground. Low pressure is now working its way from central New Jersey to an area south of Long Island on its way toward Martha's Vineyard. On this track, light and steady snow will persist through the mid part of the afternoon across most of the region. By about 3 p.m., from west to east, the snow will wind down across New York and then toward 5 or 6 o'clock across western and central New England. Most everyone will wind up with a coating of about 2 to 4 inches by the time the snow winds down, with higher amounts of 4 to 7 inches across parts of the Catskills, the Berkshires, Southern Green Mountains, and Litchfield Hills. Lower amounts of 1 to 3 inches will be more likely in far northern New York and Vermont. Temperatures will only climb slowly and reach the middle and upper 20s for daytime highs. There'll be a few leftover snow showers tonight, otherwise mostly cloudy, with lows back into the lower to mid-teens. High pressure will build in, keeping it mostly sunny on Wednesday, dry but cold in the mid-20s, and mostly dry on Thursday, but a little energy moving through could produce a morning snow shower, high staying in the mid-20s. As we get toward the end of the week, we'll keep our eye on an area of Arctic air wedging its way toward us from the Great Lakes. This should be enough to deflect a couple of storm systems off to our south and off the mid-Atlantic coast for the end of the week. This will keep us dry and cold on Friday with a mix of sun and clouds in the upper teens, and into Saturday, mostly cloudy skies with a chance of a few snow showers and highs around 20. Right now, it looks like the next wave of low pressure out of the Gulf of Mexico will come closer up the coast and bring us the chance of snow on Sunday, with highs staying in the lower 20s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, no let up to the very cold weather pattern affecting large portions of the central and northern United States. A broad upper vortex centered across much of southern Canada will lock in Arctic air across much of this region from the plains and into the upper Mississippi Valley. High temperatures will remain below zero Tuesday and Wednesday from central to eastern Montana, across much of North Dakota, and into northern Minnesota. Lows in the same areas will likely be in the 15 to 30 below range. The combination of these temperatures and wind chills will result in life-threatening values as low as 55 below zero, with these areas under wind chill warnings and advisories. While readings are not expected to be as cold farther to the south, much of the central United States will still be 20 to 30 degrees below normal. Meanwhile, well above average temperatures are expected from South Texas, east into the lower Mississippi Valley, and along the northern Gulf Coast and across Florida. Highs are expected to be 10 to 15 degrees above average here on Tuesday and Wednesday. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 90 degrees at Miles City, Florida, to a low of 43 below zero at Cotton, Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, cloudy with snow 1 to 3 inches in the mid-30s. Boston, cloudy with snow 2 to 4 inches near 30. And in Buffalo, cloudy with snow showers and highs in the mid-20s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 33 degrees. The average low, 16. The record high, 57, set in 1925. And the record low, 20 below zero in 1934. Sunrise this morning, 7 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:19 p.m., 10 hours and 19 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with snow today and highs in the mid-20s. Mostly cloudy with a few snow showers tonight, lows in the lower teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with snow today and highs around 30. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with snow today, tapering off to snow showers later and highs in the upper 20s. Mostly cloudy with a few snow showers tonight in the mid-teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills. Cloudy with snow today and highs in the upper 20s. Mostly cloudy with a few snow showers tonight, lows in the mid-teens. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy with snow today and highs in the upper 20s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, mid-20s. A few snow showers Thursday, otherwise partly sunny, mid-20s. A mix of sun and clouds, near 20 on Friday. Mostly cloudy, a chance of snow showers Saturday around 20. Another chance of snow on Sunday in the lower 20s. And a mix of sun and clouds, windy and cold in the upper teens on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.